Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
So now that it's December, everyone's watching their favorite holiday and Christmas movies, right? Well, there is new research out that basically says how much Kevin McAllister's stay at the Plaza Hotel in New York City from Home Alone 2 would cost now compared to when the movie was released at this point 3 decades ago in 1992.
Oh, God.
And it's going to make you sick.
I'm sure.
Literally, according to this study, the price of the trip has spiked 303%.
Yeah.
Okay?
I can't imagine. Because I'm just trying to think, like, when I even went to New York, not this last time, but 2 times. The last time was free. My trip was like $2,000. And I did not, you know, that was not the Plaza Hotel. No. I was like the crappy one, you know, like 15 streets off.
Yeah.
What does this cost?
So just to, they broke this down of everything that he didn't even, just starting with the stay.
Oh,
so,
like the whole adventure?
Yeah. Right. So the Plaza Hotel suite for one night in 1992, it was $1,100. Now,
which is even crazy.
Which is bed. Actually still insane.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't pay that now.
That's still that's still absolutely insane. So the fact that that's how much it cost 3 decades ago.
Yeah.
If you were to stay one in was a suite for one night, it would be $6,244.
Who's got that money, bro? That's crazy.
So what about his room service? Because Kevin goes hard.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So Kevin spent $967.40 ordering food for his suite. That same feast.
Back then. Okay.
How much do you think that would be?
It's probably 3 times. $1,500.
No. Higher.
$2,000.
$2,233.89 in 2025.
Y'all, this should make your stomach turn.
The cost is more than the total hotel bill from 1992.
That's insane, just on food.
And apparently that food doesn't include his 3-scoop ice cream sundae. This is separate.
So bad.
So that back in the 90s, it would have been $18. Today's price, $24.
Oh, God. All right.
So how much do you think his total trip? I'm going to tell you how much the total trip cost in 1992. Okay.
So that includes like every, does that include airfare and everything?
No. This is just like at the just plaza. This doesn't plaza. Even include his limos, the taxi he was taking. Doesn't even include the little cash he got to go to the toy store. We're just talking Plaza Hotel, ice cream, and room service in 1992.
So it'd have to be like, it'd be a little under $7,000, right? Like 60.
In 92?
Oh, wait, no. Oh, in 92?
Yeah, in 92. Want me to tell you how much it was in 92?
Yeah, 92 is what?
$2,109.
So then it was like,
so how much would it be
in
2025?
It's like $8,000 then.
It's $8,000.
Yeah, $8,000.
It's $8,500.
God.
Also, just to make us all more sick to our stomachs, the Plaza now has rooms that cost as much as $33,000.
Like, who is that?
I don't know.
Who's staying there?
I'm not sure.
It's not us. Question. If they made a Home Alone Lost in Baltimore, where would we put Kevin McAllister, you think?
Oh, like at
a
fancy hotel.
Yeah, like what would the adventure be for Kevin?
Lord Baltimore Hotel.
Would it be there?
Or the Pendry?
Would it be the Pendry? Yeah. Would we put him up at the Pendry?
You could see him literally chilling on that like outside area on the harbor and stuff like that.
Would it have to be the Pendry? Like text us your ideas. If we made a Home Alone 3, which I know there already is one, but just go with it. If we made a Home Alone 3, whatever, 7, lost in Baltimore, and like the main character had to get lost in the city, okay, with the same idea of 2, we'd have to put him up where? And I think it would have to be the Pendry, all right? I mean,
I think he could get into some crazy stuff at the Pendry.
So Pendry, would he go ice?
There's a lot of places he could hide over there.
Where would he go though? What would we make him do? Christmas Village? Would we put him through the Christmas Village downtown?
Definitely. He needs to ride the Ferris wheel.
The Ferris wheel.
But
okay.
I think he would also somehow get his way into the bank at like a Ravens game right now.
End up at a Ravens game, maybe on
New
Year's Eve or something.
He sneaks in somehow,
and
like with
a
the
fancy
crowd
dinner, like Tartaglia or like Tagliata. What's the fancy Italian place?
I don't know what that one is. Which one is that? I don't know.
It's the one downtown.
In Little Italy?
No, it's the fancy one.
Charlotte would go for the obscure restaurant. I'm not sure which one that is. I've never
like
heard of that
Atlas one.
If we made a Home Alone lost in Baltimore, what would that main character, the Kevin McAllister of today, what would they be up to? And the hijinks. We'll put together the perfect Home Alone Baltimore edition, okay?
We should.
John, what's up, man? Good morning.
Good morning.
So give us, guys? We're good. Tell us, what do you think the Home Alone lost in Baltimore movie, what would that look like?
I would say it would be Home Alone 3, Rise of the Squeegee Boys. And it would have to culminate in a dirt bike chase that ends at like Raven Stadium or something.
All right.
You're probably not.
Make it all the way down.
I mean, if it's going to be an authentic movie, then it's got to be the whole thing, then, right? And it probably would.
But you kind of want them to band together.
You've got to subvert expectations and make them anti-heroes like the old man from the first one.
so they're the villain, and then all of a sudden they come together on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And they save Christmas
together.
At the
and that could be it. And maybe that's how it all comes together. That's actually going to be a really, really great holiday movie. I love that.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.